Good morning and welcome to this quarterly report for CLX Communication. In the room, it's myself, Johan Hedberg, and Odd Bolin, CFO. So this has been an intense and eventful quarter and summer period for CLX. In this quarter, the Enterprise division made an aggressive acquisition of mBlox. So we negotiated, closed, raised funds, and started to work on the synergies of the acquisition. Further, the Operator division has secured a couple of major software orders in this quarter. So CLX is acting in a fast-growing market undergoing change. Enterprises turn to the cloud to build mobile applications, using the cloud through secure and easy-to-use interfaces. They can faster and more cost-efficiently serve their customers on mobile. CLX is ideally positioned to serve large multinational enterprise applications through our fully controlled and monitored Tier 1 super network. The network is securely connected to hundreds of mobile operators around the globe. So we are committed to continue to invest and build out our network. We believe controlling the network will be crucial in a world that privileges secure communication. Our market is very fragmented, and CLX will continue to take part of the consolidation of the market. So to summarize this fourth quarter in our prolonged financial year, we have overachieved on our revenue target. EBITDA margins came in slightly below our target. So a quick update on the Enterprise division. We continue to win market share in the enterprise market with a new sales record in this quarter. The market is consolidating, and we believe in an aggressive forward-leaning position is the right one for us. Having said that, margin in this quarter was a disappointment. And as a result of this, we have developed an action program to buck the trend. We continue to invest in our IoT offering to serve the rapid growing IoT market. It will take some time until IoT significantly contributes to the business. So moving into the Operator division, we had a very good order intake in this quarter from a mix of new and existing customers. A significant part of the order value is related to license expansion projects that we can deliver at attractive margins. Further, the Operator division ranked number one supplier in the ROCCO research report around SMS firewall software and services, which we are very proud of. So the mBlox acquisition that we made or closed in early to mid-July more than doubles our revenues, and we take out the tier competitor. The acquisition will take us from a challenger position to a global leader, give us more relationships to mobile operators, and further build out our super network. Give us more customer to leverage our service and product portfolio. The acquisition also makes us an important player in the North American market. This matters because margins are higher in North America, and we will significantly improve margins for the Enterprise division post-acquisition. As we double our business volume, we will also get an increased purchase power toward our suppliers. To succeed with the integration, the reorganization was executed after closing. As part of this, we were able to realize substantial synergies already at this point in time. A technology project has been launched to migrate all customers to one platform to fully realize the synergies. Overall, we believe that we can realize synergies faster than earlier communicated. So on a personal note, I relocated to the US to partly oversee the integration, and more importantly, make sure we leverage the acquisition to win an even stronger market position here. I'm really looking forward to this. So restoring margins. So mBlox acquisition will help to restore margins. That's a direct effect of the acquisition. But we also launched an action program to increase focus on margins in the organization by introducing new processes, improved system support, sales commission models, and also enhanced training to our sales and account management staff. So going forward, CLX has grown organically to become a 1 billion SEK company in 8 years, showing profits from day one. We made an IPO last year. We successfully acquired one of our biggest competitors in the world, in the world's most important communication markets, North America. We have a team of the most brilliant people in the world and some of the best brands and customers that you can have. We have a lot, achieved a lot in a short period of time, but we feel like we're just getting started. This puts us in a strong position for continued organic growth and to take an active part in the consolidation of this vibrant market. So with that, I will hand over to you, Odd, to give us more detail on the numbers.
Thank you. Briefly then, the outcome for the fourth quarter of this, as Johan mentioned, prolonged financial year, we had a revenue growth that we were quite happy with. We saw revenue increase by a total of 24%, 32% in the enterprise division. We had adjusted for changes in exchange rates. We had a slightly higher growth rate even than that, 26%. The operating result before depreciation and amortization, the EBITDA number, excluding items that affects comparability, was 12 million as compared to 16 million last year. It's not a figure we are happy with. We would like to see profitability being higher than that. As Johan pointed out, a primary reason for the somewhat lower profitability during this quarter is that we have seen somewhat of a decrease in gross margins, which we have pointed out in the report that there are a number of different reasons for, and that we are have initiated a number of actions in order to manage. Some of those changes are temporary, some are of a more long-term nature. We believe that the actions we are taking, including the acquisition of mBlox, are the actions we need to take in order to improve margins going forward. It is important to point out here that, as we have said before, one of the actions we are and have been looking at for quite some time is to expand our business in high gross margin markets. And the acquisition of mBlox is doing just that. Obviously, we will continue to grow organically also in high margin markets and high margin market segments. But the mBlox acquisition was a key component in that strategy. And going forward, when we consolidate mBlox from the acquisition date, July 11th, gross margins will be substantially higher due to their very high exposure to the North American market. For the year to date, the revenue increased by 27% to slightly about 1 billion Swedish crowns. The operating result, excluding items affecting comparability, which means the IPO costs and the M&A costs for the acquisition that we have booked so far, was 93 million. If you combine without consolidating, but combining CLX and mBlox figures for 2015, we had a total turnover of about 2.5 billion Swedish crowns with a operating profit of 150 million Swedish crowns. And we have also communicated that we foresee synergies of at least $10 million. I think that gives you some background that you can do for use for looking at what you might consider to be a reasonable profitability for us going forward. We have in the presentation a number of slides with more detailed figures. You can obviously find them in the report too. I'm not going to spend time going through those, but instead open up for questions.
So for those of you that use the GoToWebinar tool, press the button to raise your hand or send a message over the chat and we'll take your questions.
We have received a question regarding the gross margin and whether the level we see this quarter is going to be the long-term level. Once again, with the acquisition of mBlox, the situation will change substantially. We will see a completely different gross margin going forward. It is worth mentioning here that what we have done over the last years, and not least during the last year, is a conscious focus on growth and growing market share, even at times when it has had some negative impact on our profitability. Also, with the mBlox acquisition, we more than double our size. We achieve quite a bit of the target we have of being a leading or eventually a dominating player in this market. And we can therefore, as part of our gross margin strategy going forward, focus more on having strong gross margins than necessarily growing the market share as fast. We will obviously continue growing our market share and our revenue, both organically and through acquisitions, but the mBlox acquisition gives us an opportunity to give more focus a little bit more on gross margin going forward.
Right, we have two more questions right now. So Thomas Heath, see if we can get. Can you hear us?
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Tom. If you can hear me, Thomas Heath with Danske Bank.
Yes, we can hear very well.
Thank you. Question on this, you mentioned a few points, ongoing work on restoring margins. Just to understand, is this addressing the existing CLX business, or is this sort of part of what you're doing at the mBlox when you've acquired it? And in particular, perhaps the discussion around unprofitable contracts about maybe scaling down where it's not profitable, sort of where has this, in which markets or segments do you find that you have that type of business? Thank you.
Well, basically the exposure to the U.S. market that we get through mBlox is a much higher gross margin market, where we've seen some downward pressure on profitability and gross margins has been mostly in Europe, where we have had some very nice growth over the last year in markets like the UK and France, where gross margins are quite low. Even obviously mBlox also has some business in those geographies that we will have to, and we will consider and evaluate the same way as we evaluate CLX business within those geographies. And we will, as part of the program, we will evaluate each individual customer and decide whether they will contribute to our long-term profitability targets. We do not see any substantial gross margin changes in the U.S. market.
Okay, so as a follow-up then, is this is basically when comparing the mBlox business to CLX's existing business, or is it also revisiting existing CLX business that doesn't meet your profitability standards?
Absolutely, yes.
And then a follow-up, how did you get that business to start with if it's not profitable?
Well, you say not profitable, that's not really true. It's not as profitable as we would like it to be. And as I said, we have focused on gaining market share and increasing volume in order to reach the scalability that we believe is needed in order to be a long-term competitive player in the market. Now with the mBlox acquisition, we have gained much of that scale already in one stroke, and we can therefore focus more on making sure that each and every customer contract meets our financial targets at this point in a way we couldn't really do before the mBlox acquisition.
Okay, thank you. That's helpful.
Right, then we have two more questions from one from Eric Tissell. Will the mBlox increase sales with the operator division where the gross margin is much higher?
Not really, no. The operator division sells software and software as a service to operators. mBlox doesn't have that business, any type of business of that kind.
Right, then there is another question from Magnus Lundsten. What about IoT customers, etc.?
Well, the IoT business focus is continuing as planned. We are still doing a lot of development work. We are also doing tryouts with live customers. We win such tryout contracts regularly. We have not yet reached the point where we have major customer contracts that we are prepared to report with customers that are prepared to be named. But the business is progressing as planned.
We do not see any more questions at the moment.
Any further questions?
Yeah, right. From Frederick Littell. Are you with us?
Yes, absolutely. Frederick Littell at Danske Bank. Thanks for taking the question. Can I just come back to the enterprise division and the fact that, you know, if we disregard what mBlox will do to you and how positive that is, it's also good to sort of try to understand the sort of your gross profit is at 32.5 in this quarter is actually slightly down year over year. Meanwhile, you have a sort of a quite good uplift in top line. So is this sort of you're lacking the arbitrational type of deals in this quarter, or is this more a signal about that you're suffering from price pressure in your major domain, so to speak? Or can you elaborate a little bit on that? And the second question is if you could talk a little bit about the operator division also and the recent sort of order intake and the big contracts you have won. Are these new in type, these contracts? Are they sort of solution as a service or something like that? Can you sort of describe them a little bit? Thanks.
Right. Okay, Frederick. Let's start with the second question, the operator division. That's a bit of a change here. The contracts we have won recently within the operator division are a mix of new customers and old customers, capacity expansion projects of the same type that we had as recently as last or during the last couple of quarters. I was about to say the last financial year, but with the new financial year, it's the same financial year as we had. But during the last few quarters, We had capacity expansion projects. We have won new capacity expansion projects. We have won new projects in new markets with existing customers, and we have won new contracts with new customers. We expect these orders to be booked during the next few quarters as the projects are being concluded. We cannot say for sure exactly how long that's going to take, but we expect that to be in the order of 2 to 4 quarters, or we expect that to be 2 to 4 quarters, somewhere in that range.
Can I just follow up on that? Mm-hmm. Is this in terms of these contracts, do you have any of these like sort of the classical perpetual licensing deals that you will have sort of a big one-time ticket in terms of software recognition in the revenues and thereby sort of lifting up your results, or is this the new type of constructions where you have sort of a platform as a service or software as a service or any of those solutions, or is it a mix?
There's a mix, but the majority of the contracts that we have communicated now that came at the end of the quarter we report are implementation projects where we will book the revenue over a few quarters.
Okay.
Then regarding your question about the gross margin, it is true that obviously that our gross profit has decreased somewhat year over year, and it's a combination of a couple of different factors that we point out in the report. One is the fact that we have seen some arbitrage opportunities that we have been able to use for some time. They have disappeared. We expect new such opportunities going forward, but that's not something we can predict when it's going to happen. It's part of our business model that we have a good insight into the market and are able to utilize such opportunities when they appear. We also seen, as we communicated during the last quarter, some price pressure with some major customers, and we have also increased our exposure in low margin markets like the UK and France. So it's a mix of different things, and obviously the reason why we've seen a slight decrease in gross profit year over year has quite a bit to do with the fact that we have seen a bit of price pressure with some major customers.
Okay, thanks for clarifying.
Right, then we have two more written questions. What effect of migrating the mBlox platform to the CLX platform will we see on the mBlox organization, from Chris Johansson?
Well, we we have communicated that we will see synergy effects in the order of $10 million, and considering the nature of our business, most of that is going to be coming from a lower number of people in the organization. So we are in the process of streamlining the mBlox organization quite a bit, that impacts all parts of the organization, including mBlox operations and R&D, meaning the work they do on their platform, the previous platform. So that will have quite a bit of impact on the former mBlox organization.
Then we have a question from Eric Tussell. How are the data center expansion progressing? Will they have an immediate effect on gaining more contracts and improving profitability?
I have to admit I don't really understand the question. We have have built data centers before the mBlox acquisition in order to be able to service our customers globally. With the mBlox acquisition, we get more data centers, and that's part of the integration work to evaluate which data centers we're going to keep in order to be as cost efficient as possible. and that will contribute to the synergies.
Right, I think we have
all right.
So is that it?
We do have another question on the gross margin. The question is whether Mblox has seen a similar gross margin contraction as we have seen within CLX during the last 6 months. And that is, the answer to that is no. Mblox's strong exposure to the US market is not affected by this, and they have not had the same focus on growth and winning market share as we have had. Anything else?
We have one, Thomas Heath, I think you've raised your hand again, is that correct? I'm unmuting you now. Do you have another question?
Thank you. A last question from me, if I may. Given that you've closed the acquisition of Mblox, and you know the prices that Mblox pays to operators for termination, you know your own prices for termination, do you already now have a sense of what the upside is in terms of lower COGS for enterprise SMS, and what sort of scale are we talking about here? Because I believe that type of upside was not included in the 10 million communicated synergies, if I'm not mistaken. So is it fair to assume this will give a percentage point or two on gross margin? Thank you.
It is certainly so that we have seen that certain Mblox operator contracts are more beneficial than our corresponding contracts. In certain cases, we have seen that our contracts are more beneficial than theirs, and obviously we're going to work and make sure that we get the best possible deals for all our traffic based on the combination of those two. We have not, as you pointed out, communicated any figure for gross or cost of goods sold synergies, and I don't think we are ready to do so yet. We will see an effect, but I'm not prepared to speculate on how large that effect is going to be at this point.
Thank you.
All right. I received some more questions here. Restructuring cost. We expect to book the restructuring cost in this quarter, the fifth quarter of this financial year. And we do see that most or all of that will be affecting liquidity. We've seen an increase in capitalized development expenses during the last 4 quarters as compared to the 4 quarters before that, the previous financial year. We have invested or capitalized 14 million of development expenses, mostly for investments in IoT. The question is whether that is how much we can expect to see going forward. We have communicated that is a level that we believe will be needed in order to be able to develop interesting and competitive solutions for that market. We do not see at this point any reason to change that that view. And finally, there is a question. We took 13 million in transaction costs in this reported quarter, and we expect most of the remainder for a total of around 40 million to be booked in this quarter. All right. Johan, do you want to conclude in any way, or?
Yeah, no. So if you don't have any further questions, I think we'll close the call for this quarter. Thank you, everyone, for listening in.
Okay. Thank you. Bye bye.